Pencils and Pens by Kate Boyle. What do you write with at school? You might use pencils, pens, chalk, or crayons. But what did students use in the olden days? Slates and slate pencils. At school, about 100 years ago, students learnt to write on a slate, a smooth, flat board. The boards were called slates because they were made out of slate, a kind of rock. To write on the slate, students used a special pencil, which was also made out of slate. They used a rag to rub off the writing. After they had been at school for a few months, the students would be allowed to write with a pencil on paper. Paper was expensive. Teachers wrote on blackboards with chalk. Dip pens. Older students used dip pens. A dip pen was made of wood and had a metal nib. They were called dip pens because you had to dip the nib in ink every few words. Desks had a hole for an ink well, a little pot to hold the ink. The students had to fill the ink wells each day from an ink bottle. Dip pens were very messy. They could drip ink on the paper and make smudges. But the shape of the nib could make the writing look very beautiful. Some people still use pens with nibs when they want to make their writing look special. Fountain pens. By the 1960s, many students were using fountain pens. This pen had a tube inside for the ink. To fill the tube with ink, the students had to lift up a lever on the side of the pen. Then they put the nib in the ink and closed the lever. The ink would move through a hole in the nib up into the tube. Ballpoint pens. Now, we can use ballpoint pens instead. They are much easier to use. The ink is already inside the pen. There is a tiny ball at the end of the pen. When you use the pen, the ball moves around and gets covered with ink. As you write, the ink spreads out onto the paper. What would you rather write with?